For most, life is precious. Death is daunting. And so, what we choose to do with ourselves in the temporary period between is often very important.
I think absolutely now I do realize that life is precious. I have two beautiful girls who mean the world to me, and I would do anything for them. But 20 years ago, it was a completely different story.
Meet Lisa. Lisa is a successful radiographer, now married with two children. But back in her teenage years, life meant something completely different to her.
How did it start? If I could answer that, I would answer every psychologist question that they ever asked me. I don't really know how it started. It was a gradual thing. Became popular with a few of the in crowd at school, I guess, and I was doing ballet as well at the time. I lost a little bit of weight, and then I suddenly noticed, I think, that a lot of people noticed me a lot more. I never saw the end point. I never knew where it was going. I was never going to be one of those girls. It was always something I read about in a magazine, you know. That wasn't me. I was just maintaining my weight. I was just looking after myself. But it became a completely different obsession, I guess. It was just a competition with myself, I guess, on how far I could push myself and how much I could take. I remember waking up at about 3 a.m. and thinking, I knew they were irrational thoughts, but I didn't at the time. I remember thinking, if I don't do 100 sit-ups right now, something's going to happen to my brother or my mum or my dad. And so you would get up and do them, because unless you did, something else, something bad was going to happen.
However, mental illness does not just affect the individual. They affect all those around them, as Lisa's sister-in-law Monique and eldest brother Peter know too well.
So when I met Lisa, she was rushing out the door for her deb ball, and she was 17 and full of life and going into her HSC year. And unfortunately, she didn't get to sit her HSC because, as we know, she developed anorexia during her senior year. And to see that gorgeous girl running out the door in the white dress, and then to see just how far her body had changed and how quickly it changed in a very small amount of time, was quite devastating to watch when I knew that there was a very intelligent girl deep down inside that shell.
She was not eating dinner at night and then wanting to go for walks around the block with my father, and Dad would walk once around the block and she'd want to walk 3 or 4 times around the block. And then there were situations where she was hiding her dinner up her sleeves at night. We'd put it in, and then she'd go into the bathroom and get rid of all the food. That was pretty bad.
My parents eventually booked me into a private clinic in Chatswood, and they told me we were just visiting for the day. And we went down to see this clinic in Chatswood, and they told me we were just there to check it out. They'd actually packed my bags in the back, and I was staying there for however long it took, and not to fight it, and just to listen to people and trust everybody. And I would be there for 6 weeks maximum. 6 weeks turned into a year. And I fought it every step of the way.
I'd come home from Tamworth, and we all went down to Sydney to see her at the clinic at Chatswood. And I walked in, and I walked straight past her, and I didn't even recognise her. And it wasn't until she called out and she said, "Pete, it's me." I said, "Who?" And she said, "It's your sister, Lisa." And I still didn't recognise her.
I was in a cardiac ward to start with, and I remember the cardiac patients actually asked me to be moved out of the ward because they were trying to fight to live, and all they could see that I didn't want to.
A completely debilitating disease mentally, and one that is really hard for the people on the outside to understand, because at the end of the day, all you need to do is put food in your mouth and eat it. But for that person, it's a death sentence.
So I got to about, I think, 26 kilos, and my heart stopped. And when I came to, I just remember thinking, what am I doing? What am I doing? That's the first really memory I have of coming back. And it wasn't easy, but that I think was the first time I made a decision myself to turn my life around.
A story that some of us may have heard before. Eating disorders are suffered by over 70 million people worldwide. Men and women fall prey to societal expectations of body images. This now is increased due to the rise of social media.
The frustration on our behalves because we just couldn't get through also made us feel like we were failures, that we couldn't as well. And when she actually did turn that corner and started to gain some weight, started to be healthier, it was the happiest day of all of our lives because we knew that we were going to get Lisa back.
To recover, I think if you'd still ask me today, I'd say I am recovered. I think I'm still have those thoughts and things in me, but they're a lot less and I have so much to live for now that that side of me doesn't dominate my life so much anymore.
Fast forward a number of years later. As a radiographer, life has taken a whole new meaning for Lisa. Radiographers specialise in the imaging of human anatomy for the diagnosis and treatment of diseases.
I'd always had that medical and science background in me. I loved it and I loved pathology and things like that. I know that sounds weird, but I loved learning about pathologies. I love learning about the body and things that can go wrong. I'd concentrated so much on myself and I knew every part of my own body because I'd concentrated on restricting and exercising and how my body worked to achieve some sort of result that I guess I just knew how I wanted to learn more how the body worked and things like that.
For her, she's really turned things around. To, as you said, back then when she was 20 years old, we thought she wasn't ever going to see 21. So where she's now to then, it's been amazing.
As a person, to see her become the mother that she has, not once but twice, truly an absolute blessing. And one that I thought that she would never, ever get to do or experience, and I'm so incredibly happy for her.
But would I change anything today? No. I think I said it made me stronger. It's made me the person I am today. I would take back the hurt that it caused other people, but that's about the only thing I would have changed.
If you or anyone you know is suffering from an eating disorder, contact the Butterfly Foundation on their national helpline, 1-800-334-673.